As he dipped the pitcher into the water, it gladdened his very heart to see it change from gold into the same good earthen vessel which it had been before he touched it. He felt also a change within himself. A cold, hard, and heavy weight seemed to have gone out of his bosom. Seeing a violet that grew on the bank of the river, Midas touched it with his finger, and was overjoyed to find that the delicate flower kept its purple hue instead of turning yellow. The curse of the golden touch had, therefore, really been removed from him. King Midas hastened back to the palace, and I suppose the servants knew not what to make of it when they saw their royal master so carefully bring home an earthen pitcher of water. But that water, which was to undo all the mischief that his folly had wrought, was more precious to Midas than an ocean of melted gold could have been. The first thing he did, as you need hardly be told, was to sprinkle the water by handfuls over the golden figure of little Marigold. No sooner did it fall on her than you would have laughed to see how the rosy color came back to the dear child's cheek, and how she began to sneeze and splutter, and how astonished she was to find herself dripping wet, and her father still pouring more water over her.
"Pray, do not, dear father," cried she. "See how you have wet my nice clean frock, which I put on only this morning."
For Marigold did not know that she had been a little golden statue, nor could she remember anything that had happened since the moment when she ran with outstretched arms to comfort poor King Midas.